Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account. It does come with an update, and it's titled, My 25 Female Parents 50s Disowned Me When I Got Pregnant at the Age of 18. Now they want to be back in my life. I'm pregnant, and I don't know what to do. I got pregnant back when I was 18. It was our fault. We didn't really use protection always, and I got pregnant. I realize now it was a very stupid thing to do, but it also gave me my life's greatest gift, our beautiful daughter. When I told my parents, they responded very aggressively. I knew they wouldn't really be supportive about the fact that I was keeping the child, but I also didn't think they'd threaten to cut me off if I didn't get an abortion. But I just couldn't do that. I'm pro-choice, but I just couldn't. So they decided that they would not talk to me at all. Just no contact. Needless to say, I was devastated, but I still feel like maybe some of it was my fault. Like I disappointed them, but despite all this, I still had an amazing support system. My husband's parents took us in until we saved enough to get our own house. My friends were incredible, and even my mum's family helped me. Until my daughter's third birthday. Every year, I would send them Christmas cards, birthday cards, her pictures, etc., and I wouldn't get any response. Eventually, I moved on. Almost 2 weeks ago, out of the blue, my parents contacted me. Actually, they just showed up at my house. They told me that through a relative, they found out I was pregnant with our second and wanted to be there for me. Thankfully for me, my husband was home and I wasn't alone in dealing with them, which was good considering how emotional I got. Both my parents apologized. They broke down and told me that they wanted to be a part of my life again, and the only reason they cut me off was because they were scared and hurt. I had to leave college because I couldn't manage being a parent and studying. Eventually went back and finished though, and apparently that was the breaking point for them. Plus, they thought my husband wouldn't be a good father and would leave me to be a single mum, and they were scared for me. Right now I'm confused. They seemed genuinely sorry, but what they did was so huge too. They literally abandoned me when I needed them the most. My husband's mum was more of an actual mum for me than my own. But on the other hand, I keep wondering if I'll regret not giving them a chance, especially since now my daughter can get to know her maternal grandparents. This goes for my second child as well. Both my children could have a real chance at getting to know their grandparents, but I don't know if that's a good idea. My husband wants me to decide. He told me that he trusts me enough to make the right choice for our family, and he's right. He's too biased to make a proper decision, I suppose. My mum's side of the family thinks I should completely forgive my parents, while my in-laws and friends don't think that's a good idea, and that they might treat my daughter differently than my second child, and I don't know. Please help me out. I need an unbiased and rational answers because I'm an emotional mess. ETA, a lot of people have been asking me if my parents asked me to marry my then boyfriend so that technically when my first was born I would be married. The thing is, the moment I told my then boyfriend, now husband, he proposed. I know, not a very well thought out decision, but it felt right and I love him. So I know for a fact that it wasn't because we weren't going to get married that my parents did this to me. Another reason why it doesn't make sense that they thought he would abandon me, to be honest. I'd appreciate any advice. Thank you. And then we have some relevant comments where OP replies to them. So we're going to start off with, you should look up grandparents' rights in your local jurisdiction. If you let them into your life, it might be difficult to get them back out again. And they probably have a lot more money for lawyers than you do. To which OP replies then, my husband is a lawyer and so we're always prepared on that front. There is no such thing where I live as well, so that's good. ETA, my parents don't have the money or resources to do anything against us anyways as well. Someone else said, honestly, now that I think about it, I'm inclined to perhaps wrongly assume that they want to be back in Opie's life because she's married and this new baby is legitimate. Either way, fuck them. Opie replied saying, okay, wow, I didn't even see it like that. That might be true. Just wow. Someone else said, they don't owe you anything. You're an adult, 18, who chose to make an adult decision. Do you know how many parents in this world get, for a lack of a better way to put it, stuck with an immature child's baby while they go out and reinvent themselves or go out and recapture their young lives again? We are only hearing one side to this. OP could have been a really wild and defiant kid. Sure, it seems like it worked out for her, but who knows how it would have been if they intervened, because it seemed like they didn't like the guy at all. We don't know her personality at all at the time either. Was she a good kid or a wild kid troublemaker? I think they did her a favor by letting her grow up with her own decisions and owning that shit. Sounds like she's grown up and responsible now. She might be hurt, but she won't be able to relate until she is posed with the same scenario. Also, the in-laws should stay in their lane. Keep their opinions to themselves. They are completely biased. Remember, your parents didn't like their son, so they are not going to be forgiving or impartial. Opie replies to that saying, you were right, this could be one of those situations, but it's not. I was raised in a strict household and never wanted to disappoint my parents. I was shy, could barely stand up for myself or speak loudly. My parents would make every decision for me. Literally the only wild thing I did when I was living with them was sneaking out to the library so I could read Kafka, because I wasn't allowed to read things like that. Such a stupid rule now that I think about it. I am pretty shy and it's still hard for me to stand up for myself. I'm just glad I have an amazing husband and a great support system. I wasn't going to reply to you at all until I reached the in-laws part. My in-laws are the best people I know. When I was scared and had nowhere to go, they took me in. They saw a frightened child and decided to choose kindness. During the first year that my husband and I were married, the first year with our daughter, it was very hard as you can imagine. It wasn't the money, because my husband's got a great job, but the fact that I was living alone at the age of 19 with a newborn, and you know what? I needed my mum. I needed her, and she wasn't there, so my mother-in-law stepped in and loved me instead. My in-laws gave us so much support and love. They helped raise our daughter, and she adores them. So you know what? They can have form opinions and have things to say about my life all they want. I love them, and they're incredibly caring. They only want what's best for me, my children, and my husband. You're right about them being biased, but how could they not be? And one more comment says, I'm wondering if they're avid churchgoers. My neighbours threw his pregnant daughter out and I took her in until she was able to get herself settled. It wasn't a big deal, I had the space and she was absolutely no trouble at all. She's a lovely girl. Her father came to my door shouting abuse at me and I called the cops and prosecuted him. She never went back there to live, but she visits mostly to see her mother, who has been bullied within an inch of her life by that horrible man. Of course, he's a pillar. Oh, flashbacks. Of the Catholic Church, but no Christian. Opie replies to that saying, you'll be right in assuming that, but so are my in-laws actually. They're extremely kind about the whole situation though. And whilst I can understand, you know, parents being scared, you know, your 18-year-old child has just got pregnant, it would be a scary time, I imagine, especially if it's, you know, a surprise baby. But Opie also made that decision to keep the child. And yes, they're still scared as well. And instead of talking rashly about it, planning and all that sort of stuff, you just abandon them and cut them and go no contact with them. And then turn up later and expect everything to just be fine. You know, like Opie said, probably one of the most vulnerable times of her life where she needed her mum. And she couldn't have that because they went no contact. They made that choice, you know. Just like Opie made the choice, you know, of keeping the baby, she has to take responsibility for that. She has to take responsibility for that decision. So now the parents need to take responsibility for their decision of going no contact. And it's up to Opie if she welcomes them back into their life. I don't know what the right thing would be to do. In some ways, you kind of want to say, like one of the comments said, where it's just like, you know, fuck them. They made that choice kind of thing. But in other ways, I can see OP is wavering in this story. There's clearly still some love there going on. Again, not saying it's the right or wrong decision, but if you do it, maybe take it extremely slow. They need to earn your trust, not the other way around. But let's move to the update to find out what happened next. So I would say that this is a happy update, but not a lot of people would take it that way. That's just a trigger warning. Someone said I should add that just in case I trigger anyone. So I don't even know how to put into words what happened after I made the post. It is wild. At first, I was not even going to post an update, but so many people have been messaging me and so many of you helped me beyond words, so I feel like I owe it to you. After going through the comments, I was first of all so grateful for this community. To be honest, I didn't expect so much love and great/rational advice. I was just lost and you guys helped me. This community is fantastic and I thank you all so much. Second of all, it gave me a lot to think about and helped me make a good decision. A day after I made the post, I had gotten enough helpful advice and I reached a decision. Discussed it with my husband as well. I thought it would be a good idea to let my parents have dinner with my husband and I every 1 or 2 weeks because, like a lot of you suggested, I thought it was best for them to first form a healthy relationship with me and my husband before I brought my daughter and future child into this. I invited them over to my house. I didn't mention this in the last post, but I have a brother as well. He had some minimal contact with me over the years, actually, but he despises my husband, so it's also not a lot of contact. I invited all three of them over, and I told them about my decision, and guess what? They did not like the fact that I didn't just accept them with open arms. My dad started yelling about being grateful, mum was insulting me, and my husband and my brother looked like he wanted to kill me. Then, after I told them to all get out, my brother came up to me, grabbed my arm, and pushed me against the wall. He almost seemed like he'd kill me, kept repeating that I was disrespecting dad, but before he could hurt me more, my husband punched the living hell out of my brother. He kinda got scared then, guess he thought my husband wouldn't go so far. He beat him up pretty badly, and we kicked them out and threatened to call the cops. It was scary and still feels unreal. So yeah, I'm just glad they showed me their true nature, once again, and didn't waste my energy. After that, my husband was concerned about the baby since I hit the wall pretty hard. We went and checked, but the doctor said everything was fine. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Then goes on to say, not an update, but just how I feel. I'm weirdly glad this all happened. No more what if they changed, and no more wasting energy on people that are not good for my family. After that whole incident, everyone was clearly stressed, so I organized a small barbecue get together. I invited all our best friends, their kids, my daughter loves hanging out with them, our in-laws, etc. My mother-in-law was so sweet. She talked to me the way I wish my mother would and made me feel so much better. There was a specific moment that I want to share with you guys. At the get-together, I'd gone in to get some beers for our friends and I was heading back out when I felt the urge to just stay there and watch my husband. He was standing there by the grill talking to his friend, laughing at some joke when my daughter came running, yelling, "Daddy, look at this pink," screamed it, lol, flower. And she was such a giggly mess. He took her in his arms and gave her a kiss. In that moment, I knew what life was about. I don't care that I don't have my parents or brother in my life. I don't care that they're not in my life because honestly, they're loss. I love my family and they are my priority. Thank you again, everyone, for helping me. You treated me like I was someone you knew instead of a stranger. Thank you. Couple more comments where OP replies that's relevant. Someone said, the incident at dinner is why it's recommended to do these kind of meetings in a public place. I'm glad you're safe and it wasn't worse than it was. Never waste another moment on them and have a happy life with your family that actually matters. OP replies saying, I so agree. My husband even suggested it for this exact reason. Brother doesn't have a completely peaceful past, but me being extremely dumb told him that they would feel more welcome if we invited them to our home. That was clearly a stupid move though. Another commenter said, glad things worked out, but please be a little careful until you know if your bio family won't retaliate. I don't know if you have a Ring doorbell, but you might want to get one. Opie replies saying, definitely. The relatives I did stay in touch with are speaking to them because obviously what they did was absolutely cruel and cold. They told me they'd take care of it. We are being extra careful though. Now, I turn this one to you guys. Positive ending or negative ending, what do you think of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from a throwaway account titled, I-19 female found out my dad, 43 male, is cheating with our neighbor, 42 female. My parents have been married for 20 years and lived in the same home since before I was born. Their marriage is very good. They rarely fight and regularly go on dates. My dad is a great father and takes a very proactive interest in my life, attends most of my school events and provides me everything I want. My dad is an executive, so he is paid well. My mum is a freelancer who works from home. She is a shy and gentle person, so she doesn't have many friends. We have a great family. Our current neighbors, husband, wife, Laura, name changed, and their son moved in 5 years ago, and our families became good friends. We regularly go to dinners in each other's homes, and their son is a friend of mine. Laura and my mum go shopping frequently together, and she is my mum's best friend. Laura's office is so close to my dad, so they have been carpooling for almost 3 years. I was fiddling with my dad's phone yesterday, and I opened the trash folder of his gallery. There were pictures of my dad and Laura kissing. The selfies were taken in their car, and they were a few weeks old. I was super shocked when I saw them. I have no idea when the affair might have started. I have not seen any changes in him. He is just as caring and loving as he always is. My parents' marriage seems as great as it always was. I've been paralyzed by fear since yesterday. I wish I hadn't found those pictures. I don't know what to do. Should I confront my dad or tell my mum? Or should I not do anything? What will happen to my family? I really need help. And to me, you know, whilst I don't feel like it's your responsibility to be dealing with someone else's problems, whenever we cover stories like this, we always say that the person deserves to know. And you send clear evidence of the fact of them two kissing. And whilst in some ways I don't think you have to say anything, I think personally if it was me, I would have to say something because I wouldn't be able to just walk away and because it would always be on my mind about what's going on, what's happening to your mum. So I feel like myself, I would have to say something. So we're going to cover a couple of comments before we move on to that update. Acid says, out of respect for my mum, I would let her know and she can do what she thinks needs to be done. Mola Man says, your mum deserves to know. If nothing else, what about STDs? Your mum should have the right to make her own decisions. This is all on your dad, not you. Your dad is clearly in the wrong and is sacrificing your whole family by his bad decision. Tell her. Poppy Man says, mum deserves to know, regardless of whether she's already aware of it or not. Alternative Text 417 says, well, I will take screenshots of the photos and send them to yourself. Show your dad you have them and tell him that he either tells your mum or you will. It's better if he tells her himself, I think. But if he doesn't, most definitely tell her. And one more from Bex who says, OP, I may get downvoted to hell for this, but nothing related to your parents' marriage or your father's affair is your fault or your responsibility. There are two adults in the situation who are behaving badly and whatever comes of that is not a weight to be carried by you. I realize you must feel very torn and hurt by all of this. This is just my own humble opinion. But if you feel that you should tell your mum and you feel comfortable doing that, then do so. But if the whole situation gives you crippling anxiety and tears at your heart, you can, in good conscience, brush the dirt from your hands and let it go. It has nothing to do with you and it's not your problem. If your mum is a good mum, and I'm willing to bet she is, she would never hold the fact that you didn't tell her against you. She will most likely still want you to have a good relationship with your dad, no matter what happens to their relationship. Because she will know that his role is so important in your life. Just think about things and decide what you want or don't want to do. Whatever decision you make will be the right one for you. So anyway, let's move on to that update to find out what happened. It's a very small update, but it says, I sat down with mum and dad and showed them the pictures. I was dreading this moment for the last few days and I'm so happy that it wasn't what I feared. This was consensual and my mum knew. They've been swingers for the last 2 years and Laura was the one who introduced them to that lifestyle. The conversation was awkward, but we're good now. Turns out, my parents had a better relationship than I thought they did. My word. Imagine finding out that, you know, you approach your parents with, you think that's possible cheating, and they turn around and just say, no, we're a pair of swingers. Very, very cheeky. And like in a hypothetical situation, you know, you go for a meal with these friends and your parents are at the table at the same time. It's just awkward. You know what they get up to. But I think it was an unexpectedly good ending for everyone involved in this story, I think. As good as it's going to get anyway. And I think it's nice once in a while, you know, when we do get, you know, a positive ending to these stories. Because, you know, we do get a lot of negative ones because of the nature of the subreddits, really. But you tell me, was you expecting that ending? Honestly, was you expecting that ending? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, I would love to hear them if you have a moment of your time to share them. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. Getting involved in the stories, your love, support and time always means the absolute world to the channel. And if you do want to support the channel further, never any pressure to do so. That's the last thing I want. You can click that membership link in the description below for Patreon, or you can click the join button down below this video to join up on YouTube. Again, never any pressure to do so, but always appreciated. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay. I know that's a dip.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.